We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon, and it gets curiouser and curiouser every single day, does it not? Whether you believe it or not, Nancy Pelosi is demanding an apology for breaking the rules in San Francisco. And we will listen to that in a couple of moments. And as Mark Herring announces he's running for re-election, here's a question I have. Why is he not investigating this sweetheart deal in the city of Richmond that LeVar Stoney apparently was in charge of? You know, about the removal of the statues? $1.8 million. $1.8 million. Paid to someone to come in, remove those statues, and as it turns out, this particular person was a major donor to the LeVar Stoney campaign, and then our Commonwealth's attorney in the city of Richmond, Colette McEachin, says, well, I can't investigate it because, just because. So it would seem to me it would become incumbent upon the attorney general to do something about it. Now, while we're talking about craziness and while we're talking about moving statues and relocating things, you know, yesterday we were chatting with Congressman Rob Whitman about a variety of issues, but Congressman Whitman was also weighing in on this issue that's come from the District of Columbia. Muriel Bowser, the mayor up there, has, to put it mildly, some bizarre ideas for the city, and I wanted to get Congressman Whitman back to get his take on that. Rob, I appreciate you making time for us 2 days in a row here.
Well, Jeff, it's great to be back with you. And listen, you hit the nail on the head. You know, when I first saw this, I felt like I was in an alternate universe. And at first, I thought, well, this must be maybe an article by, you know, one of the liberal publications like Onion or Babylon Bee. And I was, and then when I read it, I was like, this is ludicrous. You know, for the D.C. mayor to come out with this radical, completely disconnected from reality, what's essentially a publicity stunt, and that would be, at its best, at its worst, this is an attempt by her to completely demolish the nation's history and erase the names of our nation's founders. I just am beside myself about where we are. And her plan, you know, recommends, you know, removing, relocating, or contextualizing things like the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial, George Mason Monument, even the statue of Benjamin Franklin, Francis Scott Key, and countless others, many of them founders from here in Virginia, many from the first congressional district. And I just cannot believe that somehow that's where they are in this whole effort to try to, you know, cancel the history of this nation. And think about this. There were 275 people that commented on this, 2,300 comments online, to take an action that affects the history of this nation and what is reflective of the nation as a whole. So why would you just say it's these handful of people in D.C. when it should be the thoughts and ideas of 330 million people across the United States? But, Jeff, one thing, I think they might have missed one in their list. They didn't mention FDR anywhere in their list. So I thought so that's interesting. And FDR interred thousands of Japanese Americans. So I guess that part of history is okay. I just beside myself. It's unbelievable. So
it is so ludicrous, and yet it is serious, right? I mean, she really believes that we should somehow pick up the Washington Monument. I mean, let's stay with just one item. Pick up the Washington Monument, and where are we about to relocate that?
I know. Well, and think about the symbolism there. Remember when construction had to stop, and then school children saved their pennies, and they paid to finish building the Washington Monument, a 550-foot monument, and somehow you're going to move that or to rename it? I mean, that is so devoid of reality, and I'm just in a complete state of disbelief that they would even do that. And it wasn't just that she said, hey, look, here's the report of this commission. Mm-hmm. In her statement, she said, I look forward to pursuing the recommendations in this panel's findings. And, of course, obviously all of that's been taken down now since there's been this big pushback. But it wasn't that she said, well, let me take a look at it and see about this. It was like, no, I look forward to putting this in place. And I just am beside myself. But it seems like that's where we are today in this whole cancel culture, is to say, you know, we are going to now go from talking about Confederate generals and their names and statues to, you know, these nations, to our nation's founders. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Wow. Now, did she give any idea, like with the Benjamin Franklin statue? I'm trying to figure out what it is about Benjamin Franklin that she finds offensive, but she won't answer those questions, I know. Is she going to put that up on eBay, maybe? Craigslist? Does somebody have to come and pick it up somewhere? I mean, it's just gotten to be insane, right? It's just so far over the line. Is it just a plea on her part for attention, right? Is that what it is?
I don't know, Jeff. It's beside myself. It's not even, I mean, you could look at it and say, well, maybe it's a publicity stunt at its best, but at its basis, it's very, very troubling. And think about the things that they should be doing. Rather than talking about, you know, removing statues or renaming schools, maybe they ought to focus on reinvestment into the schools in these underfunded areas. And rather than saying, we're going to contextualize these parks, we're going to editorialize what these parks stand for, maybe they should actually focus on cleaning them up and helping the homeless who are sleeping in these parks. And instead of relocating this 550-foot statue, maybe they should advocate for additional statues. If they think that there are not enough statues there or monuments to reflect recognizing folks across the spectrum, why wouldn't you advocate for additional statues instead of saying, let's take down existing ones? It's mind-boggling when you look at the things that are important to this nation, the things that you expect elected officials to do to actually make things better rather than to tear things down, and to now get into this political realm of correctness and contextualizing. It is mind-boggling that that's where we are.
It is absolutely insane. Well, look, I appreciate you joining us with the update. And if you hear anything, if you get any details, of course, please let us know. I'd love to hear what the follow-up would be. That is Congressman Rob Whitman with some disturbing information out of D.C. Now, I know on a regular basis we hear disturbing information out of D.C., but think about that for a second. That the Washington Monument is now on a list of cancel culture items. I did warn you, didn't I? And I guess I'm wagging my finger, but you know what? I was just following up because President Trump also warned America. After the cancel culture went after Confederate generals, right? That was number one on the list. Oh, my God, we got to get rid of them. It's just an ugly part of our history. And you go, well, wait a minute. Do you know? And there's like, we don't care. We don't need to know anything. We're against it. Whatever it is, we're against it. So tear it down, knock it over, set it on fire, whatever. Okay. So they have, in many ways, succeeded in that mission, have they not? And some of us said, watch what's next. And we said it will be Washington and Jefferson. And that is absolutely what's going on. But you know, it's not just Washington and Jefferson. Of course, it's Christopher Columbus. And it is very much in keeping with this idea that anything which happened before they decided history starts must be eliminated. And some of the terminology used, things that make us feel uncomfortable. Well, gang, I have never read anything anywhere that says you have a right not to be uncomfortable. And there's some great conversations that come out of moments of discomfort. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.